About 30 companies have been arrested for evading tax and other forms of revenue. The special task force constituted to block tax leakages across the country's borders has also intercepted a number of vehicles which have either evaded tax or have been involved in under-invoicing. A Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Felix Kwachifusu, made this known at today's media briefing at Flagstaff House in Accra. He announced that in about 3 days and on the same route, the task force was able to recoup 60,000 Ghana cedis from defaulters. Felix Kwachifusu said government is happy with the progress of work of the task force and remains committed to cleaning the revenue system.
Over the period that they have been in place, they have carried out what is known as responsive field operations, which basically means that they go on our highways and other frontiers. That is the routes that are used by individuals or organizations that import and move goods around. Now, so far, they have been able to intercept a number of vehicles that were carrying varying volumes of goods and have detected major discrepancies in the amounts of money that should have been paid by way of duty. And issues of under-invoicing have also come up. And these operations have led to significant blockages of the gaps that existed in our revenue collection efforts and have led to the recovery of significant amount of money for the state. Now, what happens is that when the task force detects under-invoicing or a discrepancy, they recover the amount that is outstanding and then impose a penalty of the same amount that was recovered. We urge the public also to cooperate with the task force and volunteer information that would lead to the arrest of individuals involved in this unpatriotic activity.
Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Felix Kwachifusu. Meanwhile, concerned local importers in Tema have appealed to the president to dissolve the task force instituted to help check corruption at the ports. According to the aggrieved importers, though the presence of the task force is to champion a worthy national cause, the experience with personnel of the task force leaves much to be desired, adding that the involvement has also made the process of clearing the cargo more cumbersome. The concerned local importers registered their displeasure in a statement presented to Radio Ghana. The statement noted that the importers are pleading with the government to help make the processes more flexible, else they'll be forced to relocate to Togo to clear their goods. We bring you the details.
The statement said the importers face ill treatment by other officials at the ports, adding that both the local importers and expatriates are being made to compete on the same level without any special dispensation to the local importers. Though the expatriates are only to operate wholesale trading, they have also started engaging in retailing, which is the sole mandate of the local retailer. Moreover, the expatriates have been given so much privilege to the detriment of the local importer. They have also been allowed to establish large warehouses where their goods are kept as they go about processing documents to completely settle their duty, thereby spending less time in clearing their goods. The statement noted that when the goods are conveyed to the so-called warehouses, that is where the customs officers go to scan their consignments. Since the local importers do not have such warehouses, they spend more days in the queues to have their goods scanned. In addition, the local importers are displeased about the disparity between the values given by the destination inspection companies and that of the Customs Excise and Preventive Division, explaining that officers of CEPS impose higher values of goods on them in order to meet their revenue target. However, unfortunately, this is also increasing their cost and virtually putting them out of business as they are unable to pay back the already high interest rates on bank loans. As if the above listed challenges are not enough, importers and agents have to queue for as long as 5 days or more to get access to the scanner because the scanners often develop faults due to pressure since it scans more than the expected 20 containers daily. The local importers are therefore appealing to the president to dissolve the task force and rather constitute a committee made up of all stakeholders to recommend solutions to resolving the corruption challenges affecting revenue levels in the country.
That was a news desk report.